see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watchful for Jesus program this afternoon. This final afternoon, final of the week. Part number 5, depopulation plan that they are instituting upon all Americans, all Europeans, Scandinavians, I'll just name it, worldwide. Oh, I got a shocker for you today. I'm going to connect some dots today, early in the show, and I'm going to show you something, y'all. It involves Obama, Rick Joyner, Jerry Boykin, Rockefeller, Kissinger, all the bad actors all working together. And I'm going to show you that today, here this morning, or this afternoon, early in the show. With their own words, they convict themselves. Every doggone one of them. You see, they all work together. Family, this world is nowhere near what 99% of Americans think it is at all. You see, not at all. And, I could join the crowd, you know, and sit there and just tell you everything you want to hear. But I can't do that. I can't tell you what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you what the truth is. And man, it's not being told out there at all. Not in the slightest bit. The political realm, the economics realm, man, they're full of baloney. At the highest level of talk, highest level of your TV, man, they're full of baloney. Today will be World Revolutionary Plan Part 5. And I want to finish up today, and we'll talk about depopulation. And how it all works into play. Revolution. Yeah, right. We're going to talk about that. Family, I'm going to start off. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I want to just jump on into it both feet. And just open up the whole ball of wax. I always have tried to do that in every broadcast. And not very popular, you know, because people like to have their ears tickled. Well, I'm not an ear tickler. And what I'm going to tell you, why don't you challenge it? You know, I mean, challenge what I say. Whether you tell me or not is here and there, but for your own. If you show me wrong, fine. You know, I'm not here to get my name out there. I'm here so people will find the truth. And I will, too. Even if I wasn't doing a broadcast, I'd still be doing it. I'd still be out there on my own, searching out for truth outside of this matrix that we're stuck in since the day you're born. Man, there's no denying it. Oh, no, excuse me. There is denying it, but there's no getting around it. I could deny as ever born, but right here I am talking, but I can still deny it if I want to. You understand how ridiculous it gets in denial. Denial is a killer, man. Denial will take you out. Denial is a lie in itself. Now, today, on the hour, like this hour and then the next hour, twice in one broadcast, 4 to 5 and 5 to 6 each hour, visit TalkStream Live and click that Watchman for Jesus green bar. Just click it. Just click it, all right? And then you can click my picture and then you come on into my website or stay there and listen on TalkStream Live, whichever you choose, whichever you want to do. But do that click and let's see where we are today as far as where we stand. And that's what I like to check and see how well I'm getting out, how much I'm ticking people off or not. Family, I'm here to tell you the truth. You know, I keep banging on that. Seems I almost have to. The deception in the churches, at the highest level of churches, all the way to the Catholic Church, they're not telling you the truth. A lot of them are Freemasons, Knights of Malta. They're into the secret societies in your colleges. Every single college in the United States are humanist, socialist, and Marxist. I have the evidence. This is not a claim of any some unfounded claim. This is a fact. I got quotes, dates, names, you name it. I got it. You know, and if I can get it, anybody can get it. Just find it. You want me to? I'll send it to you. I don't care. But you can do your own. You know, have your own knowledge. You can tell people I found it, you know, because you have. You know, I don't care if my name ever gets out. I just want the truth to get out. If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And other people will have too. There's people out there. Family, we're in a mess. You haven't figured that out yet. It's a matrix. At the ones at the highest level, you don't have any human being at the highest level on your side. There are none. The Pope, Ron Paul, they're all in the same ball of wax and quagmire, every single one of them. Today, all the good ones have been murdered, killed, assassinated. And that's a fact, you see. You see, I'm passionate about this because, doggone it, I'm tired of these lies. And these people with Yeshua and Jeshua and Yahweh, family, they're lying to you. The Savior's name's Jesus Christ. End of story. And the true Bible is a King James Bible. And this is with evidence that they cannot refute. They can deny, they can't refute it. And this is all tied together in a supernatural agenda that's put us in this matrix. And your test is every single day. And when you find out, when you become born again, the testing in your family, in your workplace, all of a sudden increases in intensity, doesn't it? Imagine that, huh? You start getting hammered. Family, you're in a enemy zone on earth. Heaven is real. It's physics. It's chemistry, biology. It's real. It's not some philosophical notion. And you live one time. You don't keep coming back over and over. That's ridiculous. You keep coming back over and over. That means you're not an individual. I've lived before. You have. That means you're not an individual. You failed a couple of times, didn't you? If that's what you want to believe. You think God will, that means Jesus Christ didn't have to die on the cross. He just sits back and say, well, I don't know, give him about 10 more chances. He can come back over a period of 500 years. That's almost ridiculous. And this alien rage, there's no aliens out there. Family, these are sons of God, the fallen angels of the Old Testament, and they are evil. The good ones are evil. The bad ones are even evil. They're all evil. Angels of heaven, angels from God, they let you know where they come from. These others have secrets. The sons of God are the same as ascended masters in the New Age. Aliens for the atheist. Demons for the occult. And they're all the same. Jinn in J-I-N-N in Islam. It's all the same. Everybody's got a savior. How many saviors can you have? Kalki Avatar, Prince of Peace, they call him. The Lord Maitreya, Bodhisattva, B-O-D-H-I-S-A-T-T-V-A, something like that. Krishna, the Christ. Now, all those six, actually seven, I can't think of the other one. They all are going to come to you as one, and his name is going to be Sananda Emmanuel. Look it up. And he's calling himself, guess what? Yeshua. Yahweh. Yeah, there's the tricky part of the sacred name movement. Hebrew roots movement. Oh, they're sneaky. That's your Arnold Murray crowd. Your Armstrong, Chuck Smith, all these going all the way back. TBN, all it's infested with Masons at the highest level. Family, it's a secret society organization, and it's going to sound crazy, but once the Great White Brotherhood, as they call themselves, higher level than even the Pope, this hierarchy, higher than the Pope and higher than the King and Queen of England, this hierarchy, Great White Brotherhood, according to their own planning process, and will be allowed by God, according to Psalms 34:21, they will be allowed to kill. They are, in fact, according to their own planning process, they will start the extermination of all Freemasons and all those who know too much of the human realm in the secret societies. Chapter 15, the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, it specifically lays this out. And you better, if you're a Freemason, you better check it out right quick. In 1782, July, 1782, Freemasons and the Illuminati formed a marriage of sort at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad. That way the Illuminati controls and uses Freemasonry for now. Since then. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, they do. This is what's really going on. And I warn even the Freemasons. I'm not against you. But you're being lied to. You're in an organization that deals in secrets even against your family. There's something inherently wrong with that. Big time wrong. God has no secrets in his kingdom. But Satan does. Hint, hint. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then I'm going to send something your way, family, and let you make your own decision about who's on whose side, even though they claim otherwise. So go into TalkStream Live during the course of twice this, once this hour, once the next hour, and let's see how we work out today. How good we're doing with people listening. And let me know how well I'm getting out or if I'm losing people. Because I do talk about some radical things, but I can back it up every single thing I say. And my only goal, I do this for free, man. I don't get nothing for nothing on this. Nothing. Zero. This is I have my own network, and I do this for free. I research 12 to 18 hours a day, and all those who know me can verify that. I'm doing it because I care about people, and I'm tired of these lies, man. And I do this for free just to tick them off. Because I have been to Saudi Arabia. I've been to Kosovo. I've been to Congo. I've been in the Marine Corps 12 years. I've been in these areas for the past 20, 25, 30 years. I know what I'm talking about. And I resigned that lifestyle. I don't want it anymore. But I do know. I watched. I took notes. I'm a whistleblower officially. And I can back up what I tell you. Family, they're causing our troops, our returning veterans, and those not even gone to war to commit suicide. They're causing this. Testimony is coming out now of the witchcraft, the sorcery. Oh, yeah, at the highest level in the Pentagon. This is what the wars have always been about. Sacrifice, human sacrifice. Edward Bernays, nephew to Sigmund Freud. Two frauds in our history of liars that were Satanists. Absolutely. They coined the word fight for freedom. It goes back to the early 1900s. Wars have always been for human sacrifice, never for freedom. Every single war had been pre-planned by the globalists and then written about after it was done, with the outcome of every single war already predetermined. Now that should raise a few eyebrows. Albert Pike planned three world wars by 1873. You understand what we're into here? I'm not playing around. This is not some, you know, off-the-wall broadcast I'm giving you. I'm telling you the truth. The concepts seem off the wall. Some seem kind of crazy. But it's actually true. We'll talk about that today. Lord, we come today before you in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have to get on the air. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to spread the truth. Lord, we ask that you use that Holy Spirit, Lord, to come into us, to guide us, guide me today, and connect our thoughts, our hearts, Lord, that we share knowledge one way or the other. That, Lord, that we ask that you come down here, Lord, you touch our souls with your Holy Spirit. Give us that wisdom and discernment and to press on. Lord, we pray for our brethren, those sick, those that are in need of healing, those whose families are separated and divided to bring them together. Those who are being influenced by supernatural forces, Lord, that are trying to find the right way. That, Lord, you spread the blood of Jesus around them, protect them, and guide them to the right path. Father, we call upon you to have wives to sanctify the husbands and the husbands to sanctify the wives. And to have the believing one of the family to sanctify the rest of the family. That, Lord, through their worship, their study, their prayer, that the families can be brought to the cross. Lord, we pray for our veterans that's coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. And those veterans that's not even went, Lord, we pray for their safety. We pray for their the rendering null and void of the psychotropic drugs to take away the thoughts or the voices in the head that are caused by this technology. Father, we call upon you to set up divine appointments to lead them away from the thoughts of suicide. And Father, 22 to 26 suicides per day is too many, Lord. And this is being done on purpose. Father, we pray for their guidance. Pray for their discernment. Pray for divine appointments to keep them away from these thoughts and protection from the blood of Jesus around them, to keep the supernatural forces away from them. Father, we pray for those children that's being abducted, for the future sacrifices and rituals being conducted by these Wicca, by these high-level Luciferian and Satanists in our government, in our business realm, and Father, in the churches even. Lord, we pray against these supernatural forces. We pray against this witchcraft. And Father, we pray against these fallen angels to expose them for who they are, really. And Father, we pray for the return of Jesus Christ to this world. That, Lord, through his return, that, Lord, we'll see that day of the millennium. But, Lord, to guide us through these tribulations, and that thy will be done. That's why, Father, we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, there is a group that Carol Quigley talks about, and I've mentioned this many, many times. Oh, almost every broadcast. And I do say certain bits of information the same in some broadcast. Sometimes you hear some of the same clips I use, but I always add new information, new terms, new found knowledge that I've acquired, and I share it with everybody. And sometimes I got to bring in old information to put the new information in perspective and how it fits in the scheme of things. Well, I'm going to do a little bit today here very shortly. Now, in this world, worldwide, you have about six major organizations that run this world. Now, these are only a think tank, though. And they themselves have their own meetings. And when they come together, as said by Carol Quigley, who was a mentor to Billy Bob Clinton. You know Billy Bob, don't you? The cigar man, Billy Bob Clinton, and his witchy wife, the Hillary. Literally. This includes also Queen Elizabeth II. If you saw in several photographs and pictures of her leaving the palace, beside her was this quite large, hefty, strong woman with a nurse kind of outfit on and a belt buckle. And on that belt buckle, and I've got it, I can send it to you if you want it. On the belt buckle, you get a close-up of it. Oh, my gosh. You got a Freemason's silver insignia in metal, and beside that is a sign of the Baphomet, upside-down star of Satan. The satanic Baphomet on one side, Freemason logo on the other of this belt buckle. We're talking Wicca here at a very high level. Of that, there's no doubt. So I'm not being demeaning here. I'm telling you exactly what they deal in, and that is, in fact, witchcraft, sorcery, voodoo. It's a fact. It's what the world operates on. This is the purpose of the wars, is sacrifice, taking of souls. This is what's going on today. It's not Agenda 21. That's just a means to the end. I look at a much bigger picture to understand this. Now, let's go back to what I was talking about. The organizations that plan all the politics, the economics, the education, the science, everything, is six organizations that when they finish their meetings for the talking points, they come together, and that's called the Round Table. It's talked about by Carol Quigley in Tragedy and Hope. Carol Quigley was a mentor to Billy Bob Clinton. Now, the Round Table, I'll tell you specifically who they are. The Round Table is composed of the Council of Foreign Relations, which is, in fact, the Illuminati in the United States. Now, not subservient necessarily, but connected to the Council of Foreign Relations is a little bit of a right-wing secretive group of some members that surprise me even, called the Council of National Policy. It's a sub-Illuminati group. Many of them pretend to be on your side. Palin, North, Chuck Missler, Gary Cobb, they've briefed the Council of National Policy. You've got generals, members of the Council of National Policy. You've got generals in the military, Joint Chief of Staff, that briefed the Illuminati, the Council of Foreign Relations. And they're there, man. And they're the ones that set up the wars, going back to 1921, for shedding the blood of innocents, of causing us to go to war. The Chicago Tribune, and I've said this before, but I'll do it again, in the planned defeat of Korea, it was planned. The Chicago Tribune had a period of time where they had actual free broadcasters, free news. They slipped up and allowed Chicago Tribune to print some pretty truthful articles. They closed down on them during the Vietnam era. But 1950s, the Chicago, that was awkward. That's really awkward. The Chicago Tribune printed in a 1950s paper the quote, "The members of the council," that's on foreign relations, "should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war," that's World War II, "and the fresh blood of the present one," that was the Korean War, unquote. And I've got quotes by Hillary in a testimony of where, and talking in front of groups, where she confirms that the Council of Foreign Relations tells them what to do. That's slam dunk. Okay, now, remember everything I'm saying today, because it's all connected. Now, planned defeat in Korea, planned defeat in Vietnam, and a planned defeat of Second World War because we brought the Nazis over here. 10,000 of those suckers we brought over, including Adolf Hitler in 1945-46. Oh, yeah. Adolf Hitler, second cousin. Queen Elizabeth II, Stalin, and Churchill, all second cousins to Hitler. Yeah, buddy. That's absolutely correct. Now, World War II was simply a continuation of World War I. Nobody won that war. They just continued it in World War II. Okay, I'm closing in here, letting y'all be shocked a little bit, little by little. Pearl Harbor was planned by FDR, Churchill, and the Japanese elite working together in 1923 to 1928. Let that soak in a little bit. We funded Adolf Hitler in 1928 through IG Farben chemical cartel through Wall Street. We funded Hitler 100%. And that liar Ford, they're all part of this agenda. And don't call the Jews. It's not the Jews. Synagogue of Satan are those who claim to be Jews but are not Jews. What the Bible says. People don't like hearing that. I don't really care if they do or not. This is the truth. Now, I'm going to try to take it slow, but it's not going to get too slow. Now, Council of Foreign Relations, under them, the Council of National Policy. Look it up. Look all this up on your own. CNP, I call it. Now, other members of the round table is a trilateral commission formed in 1973-74. The United Nations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London. That's Illuminati in London. That is the Illuminati. The Club of Rome. They're the murderers that plan on depopulation of the planet. And the Bilderberg Group. They're mixed into everything. Bilderberg. Okay? And then you can throw in there the Gorbachev Foundation for good measure. Oh, Gorbachev or Gordy? He's full of mud. So is Reagan, Nixon, all the rest of them. Are liars and cheats. And Luciferians, absolutely. You will find photos of Reagan and Nixon. Nixon tried a military takeover of the U.S. government in 1972-1974. Little known fact. And you'll find pictures in Bohemian Grove with Nixon and Reagan in the same photo. Bohemian Grove is the occult playground for the presidents, CEOs, political leaders, and so forth, to frolic around the bushes naked. And I'm not joking about that either. And don't think that certain people got in there secretly and filmed it. They were allowed to do that because of controlled opposition. Now, you're not going to get in there unless you're part of it. But people have to have credibility, so they give certain little tidbits to give people credibility. You got it? All right, now watch this. In fact, let's start connecting dots now. So I just kind of build up a little bit, and then we start kicking. Now watch this. In 21 May, write that down if you want to, But 21 May of 1991, Kissinger, who 20 years earlier had him and Haig, another liar, another Luciferian, Alexander Haig, and Kissinger, formed the depopulation plan of murder, called NSSM 200, in 1973-74. Well, the same Kissinger, at a Bilderberg meeting in Evian, France, said the following, quote, 21 May 1991, "Today, Americans," talking in that respect of 91, 21 May 1991, "today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence." Now listen to these words carefully. You're going to hear them again. "It is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with the scenario," now listen, "individual rights will be willingly relinquished. Individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government," unquote. You got that? Let's move along. And in June 1991, about a month later, David Rockefeller, founder of the Trilateral Commission, ding, 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 he addressed the Trilateral Commission in June of 1991. He said the following, and I quote, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings, respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years. But the work is now much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a world government. The supra national sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national autodetermination practiced in past centuries," unquote. Now, I'm building my case. So, it brings me to the next point. Is this point right here. Now, Rick Joyner, at one time, on his own news, his own network, verbally, you can document it, you can listen to it, I'm going to play it right now. I think I got some new listeners, so you'll check this out. Rick Joyner, a so-called evangelist down in Charlotte, North Carolina, he's very powerful. He is a Knights of Malta member, like Mandela, that murderer, and like all the others that are Knights of Malta, Jerry Boykin, Knights of Malta. These are all Knights of Malta. They work against world citizens and for the secret societies, all the Knights of Malta. And they pretend to be patriots. They pretend to be Christians, and they're absolutely not. Now, that being said, Rick Joyner just lays it out. Now, I'm going to play this again, and you all that are my regular listeners, bear with us on this. I'm going to set up a show you something. I'm coming to a grand finale here, but I got to play this in order so you'll have it in perspective. Now, everything I've said so far, now listen to this.
So things are getting nutty in D.C., and people are concerned about our Constitution and whether or not, you know, we're maintaining the integrity of our Constitution, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Rick Joyner, Pastor Rick Joyner of the Morningstar Ministries, he's genuinely concerned about the disregard for our Constitution, which is why he's praying for God to manufacture a military takeover of the United States government. On a recent TV episode, it's funny, but it's not funny because he's really serious. And he's connected up with some, like, military people. He said this: "There's no way our republic can last much longer. It may not last through Obama's second term. There's a glib, almost joyful disregard of the Constitution, a belittling of the Constitution. We're headed for serious tyranny," is what he says. So, Pastor Joyner, please tell us what we can do. I'm concerned about our Constitution, too. What can we do to save it? Let's see what he has to offer.
The kingdom of God is coming. And America is not the kingdom of God. We're not the new Jerusalem. I think we've been used in some wonderful and powerful ways by God. We've been one of the most generous nations in history. We've done so much good. And that's why I appeal to the Lord. Don't let it be totally destroyed. Please raise up those who will save us. And as I've started telling friends for a long time, that no election's going to get the right person in there that can restore us, because the system is so broken, so undermined right now, the whole system. I believe our only hope is a military takeover, martial law, and that the most crucial element of that is who the marshal is going to be. I believe there are noble leaders in our military.
Well, I hope God is watching his little TV station there.
I'm shocked that he would ask for specifically a military takeover. Oftentimes their messages are slightly more subtle.
And even more specifically, he says, "I believe that there are noble leaders in our military that love the republic, love everything that we stand for, and they could seize the government." And what's important to him, as he said, is who those people are within the military. So who might those noble marshals be, Pastor Joyner? Well, Rick Joyner is the president of the Oak Initiative, which is, their own website describes them as, a grassroots movement to unite, mobilize, equip, and activate Christians. And among the ministers and Christian lobbyists that comprise the 14 board member of the Oak, listed directly below the chair and the president, is retired Army General Jerry Boykin. And this is how Boykin is described in the Oaks Initiative own website. "Lieutenant General Boykin was one of the elite warriors chosen in 1978 to make up the first unit in America's ultra-secretive and deadly Delta Force. That's who I want as part of my Christian army."
That's unbelievable. You know, what the hypocrisy here is just egregious, right? So one of the Ten Commandments is, "Thou shalt not kill." Period. It's not "thou shalt not kill" unless it's convenient to our political agenda. It's unbelievable, especially to have people that have essentially trained to kill others on their board and on their team.
Besides the fact of the hypocrisy of, they're so concerned about the Constitution that they want to usurp the Constitution. So on a recent show, General Boykin and Pastor Joyner discussed the excitement that the end times were near, and that the only thing that needs to happen in order for the end times is for a prophecy to take place, Isaiah's prophecy of the destruction of Damascus, Syria. So they're like
super excited about the destruction.
They're geared up. Yeah. Oh, good. He grabbed the popcorn, you know. End days are coming, but not before Joyner and Boykin elicit God's help to save the Constitution by suspending the Constitution.
Now, that being said, all right, now let's go to another step. That's not the only place that this happened. In 1972, 1983, there's an attempt in the U.S. of groups that was going to take over the U.S. government. In 1972 to 74, General Cushman of the Marine Corps and Nixon had a plan to take over the United States government. I got that documented. The details of it. They're even going to assassinate Vice President Agnew in the Republican Convention in 1973 in September. And that was going to lead to explosions set up by, and he's going to be assassinated by, a unit from the LAPD. How about that? every major police department has a super secret intelligence unit that does the bidding of the CIA. Now, in 1984, the same thing. And here's testimony on that before I go to the next step.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
May I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the...
Now, this goes back to FDR. FDR had the War Powers Act when they had planned a military coup of the U.S. government even then. Oh, he sure did. Oh, FDR had it all planned out before 1940, actually. I'm not going to read you the quote on that. You can find the quote by FDR on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and you'll find a timeline. And then place in March 4th, 1939. There's a quote there. Confirms it. That FDR had planned a military coup as well. He refers to it. And using American troops against American citizens. That's when they thought they could do that, but they realized in the 1990s that, yeah, they couldn't do that, that Americans couldn't be, American soldiers could not be trusted to fire on American citizens. So 1991, they started bringing in European troops, Russian troops, Chinese troops, thanks to Carter and Clinton and many others. Long Beach Naval Base was used to stage Costco, given to them by Clinton. Is all set up, beginning in the 1970s, to bring Europeans, Chinese, and Russians into the United States and UN troops to set up for them to be used for military takeover. Uh-huh. Now, that being said, let's go to the next step. The next step is that, and it's controversial recently, is either March 26th, 2014, 3-4 months ago in Brussels, Belgium, where Obama, just continuing on, where FDR, Carter, Nixon, Reagan, all of them, Bush, every single one of them, have been planning our downfall ever since. Well, Obama's just another line in the string. In March 26th, thereabouts, 2014, in Brussels, Belgium, I'm told he's supposedly he's speaking at the U.S.-Europe relations at EU and U.S. summit. Now, first, this quote came around saying he's talking to Bilderberg in May of 23rd of May. Either way, here's what he says. No matter what context he is, no matter where he was, it was between March and May, whether it's in Brussels or whether Bilderberg. It doesn't make any difference, really. It's the words that comes out of his mouth relative to what we've been, what I've talked to you about already, is this announcement.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign.
That sound familiar? So it seems like Boykin, Joyner, Nixon, FDR, all of them are on the same sheet of music. All of them. See, Joyner and Boykin are talking about overthrow of the U.S. government openly. And yet they're all talking about for us to surrender our rights at the same time. Obama's talking about surrendering our rights. Bush signed in 2006 John Warner National Defense Authorization Act that you will surrender your rights in the time that FEMA declares a national emergency, suspending the pus comitatus, bringing in UN troops in, no problem. Because the national emergency overrides the Constitution, which doesn't exist anyway. You see, this is not good. This is bad. This is a European New World Order setup. Family, they're all in the same. They're all in the same game. The only separation is that they are trying to determine who's going to be the most powerful one in charge. There's no good boys out there at all. Every one of them's evil. Every doggone one of them. Jesus Christ, literally, supernaturally, is the only one that's going to pull us out of here. There's no other. This is a supernatural war that we're dealing with. The supernatural, when they invoke these demonic spirits, when they invoke these fallen angels by war, by death, murder, all kind of perversions, open up portals, and that's what the wars are all about. They orchestrate and they plan. They tell the human servers at these think tanks what they're going to do and how to do it. That's the point. The supernatural runs these meetings. They run these Illuminati. The Illuminati, your kings and queens and all these others I'm talking about, are nothing but mere slaves, human slaves to the fallen angels. That's the reality of what's going on today. So that leads us up to a spiritual warfare. Is what's really behind the scenes. That's why they can never make their deadlines. You see, because the sovereign God, creator of this universe, is in control. They're not. So the way they are trying to defeat God is the same way Satan did in the Garden of Eden. Didn't defeat God, but caused man to turn away from God by his own lusts. Adam and Eve, that's what it all goes down to. And therefore, God acted on that disobedience and threw him out of the garden. That turned the world over to Satan. However, Satan lost again at the cross of Calvary. When Jesus Christ said, "It is finished," then through Jesus Christ, you are born and saved. But only when you accept him as your Savior and repent. And this story is not being told in most churches today. And they will pay for that, these preachers. They will be judged harshly. The word of the Lord comes to you. That they will be judged for this lack, this Laodicean attitude of the churches that lays back and does not preach the true word of God. They will be judged. In the meantime, Satan is bringing together his forces. So in other words, more specifically, when you start changing the laws to go against the Bible, against God's word on a national level, for example, like same-sex marriages are increasing exponentially. Now you know why they are. The suicides of our troops, 22 to 26 per day, orchestrated, now you know why they are. Because it's all based on this today, what's going on. for the supernatural, for the new world order to take over. So the more that we turn away from God with a change in our laws to go against the Bible, God will pull away and judgment will then come upon our land. The Joint Chief of Staff are members of secret societies. They think they're going to win, and they're going to lose badly. But in the meantime, they will bring on the tribulation upon their heads. I do not take this lightly. I'm not here for the fun of it. I'm not here to express myself and all that. If I want to do that, I'll do it on my own. Some other where, some other place. I'll read a book, whatever. But I know what I'm talking about, and this is what's going on. And this is why the laws are changing exponentially about same-sex marriage. Now, the ones involved in this, man, they don't have a clue what we're talking about today. When they bring in the laws changing for marijuana, drugs, then it'd be legal. When they start bringing in the changes of abortion to make it legal. You notice it's all coming around, aren't you? And in Oregon, when they finally bring around to make it legal for your child under the age of 18 to commit euthanasia, he can elect to kill themselves legally, and the state will provide it, is being passed through now. They've already done it in Belgium. The United States has got one state, Oregon, working on it, and five, six, or seven states are ready to jump on it. Just like same-sex marriage. That's how they pass it. Look it up on your own. Right now, do it. Euthanasia for your children. And when they pass, the International Rights of the Child is signed by American legislators. They tried that in 1989, and they failed. But when they try it again, Hillary Clinton was pushing it. When they do it again, they get signed, the International Rights of the Child. You will no longer have control of your children. You will not have control of them any longer. The International Rights of the Child Treaty will override any so-called constitution. Even if it really did exist, which it doesn't, it's still overrided. It doesn't matter. International treaty overrides any constitution. And you can show them a sovereign, I'm a sovereign citizen. That's like showing up a piece of toilet paper. You got to be kidding me, man. You all better get real out there and believe all that nonsense. They'll chew you up and spit you out alive. They don't give a hoot about the sovereign, whatever it is. You see? And that's how it works. And y'all better realize it. You better understand this. Because it's coming round. And everything I'm telling you, I'm recording this, so what you can do is go back in the archives and replay it. And check out what I'm telling you. They have, I have to say, an incredible organization set up of the Illuminati. And it will be torn down. It will be destroyed. But in the meantime, we have to deal with it. It goes back thousands and thousands of years. And passing on from one family generation to the next. And that's how they do it. By bloodline. Training their little pagan children to be big pagan adults. You see. And to join these organizations. Then they build another organization. As technology, as politics, as science increases. So do their influence. And to take control. We've got names of the families. We've got the different houses that they live. I don't mean like houses like street numbers, but like the house of Bernadotte in Sweden, the house of Bourbon in France, the house of Grimaldi in Monaco, or the house of Hanover in Germany. See, that kind of house. There's like 13 plus of the Saturnalia Brotherhood. It's Luciferian. Saturnalia worship. Ancient mystery schools. All that's part of it. The black nobility. Family. All this is real. But they lose. In the meantime, God's going to allow them to sift like wheat. The tares and the wheat. Those who follow them are going to go to hell. Those that follow Jesus are going to go to heaven. Any questions? It's that simple. And it's what's happening today. The foundation nations of the New World Order is America, England, Israel, Australia, and China. Israel today is not Israel of the Bible, although God has used the fake Jews in Israel today to set up a homeland for the real Hebrew Jews when they take over. Yeah, even the language is not the same as Hebrew. Yeah, buddy. British Israel, America, is still a colony of England, as is Australia and Canada. We're a corporation, not a country. I'm just giving you shots here so you'll know what I'm talking about, that you see that what we've been told is not true. Illuminati is real. They work for the fallen angels. It's a supernatural war that we're in. Now, day-to-day articles that come out, and I have followed last week, you'll find it on my website. All last week, I covered the five-step plan in detail. Took me a whole week, part one through five, I believe it is. And if you want to listen to it, you can, or go through it or whatever. But I covered the five D's, the five-step plan, as a summary to change the world. And simply as this. Step one was demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Step two, not in this order, but they're just different. These are the talking points of the round table, you might say. Demolish the foundations of biblical morality. How do you do that? Same-sex marriage being passed throughout the United States. That's step one. This is in NAACP, ACLU. All of them are designed to push the demolishing of foundations of biblical morality. So they look up these points and the laws and change them. That's what I'm talking about. It's real. Number two, dismantle the family, patriotism, and individual liberty. So when they pass same-sex marriage, for example, that goes against the Bible. It just does. So that takes care of step one, little by little, as they continue. It also takes care of step two, because when you have same-sex marriage, it dismantles the family. You see how that works? And they know what they're doing. Well, that's only part of it. When you allow children to euthanize themselves, and the parents can't say anything about it, and you put the ADHD drugs in their system, they mess with the Ouija board, all these other things, drugs and whatever, then it leads them to suicide. If they want to commit suicide legally, you can't stop them. That, to me, is important, that you should know this, how they're trying to set you up. If you try to stop your kid and do the best for them, you will go to jail. And the security at the schools today is not to protect the kids from shooters. All along, the police at the schools, what you're not being told is they're there to protect the school from the parents that want to take their kids out when they start the mass vaccinations against your will. You can't take them out of school for it. You'll be arrested and put in a bus. It's coming. So when y'all going to form your neighborhood groups to stop these actions, to send thousands upon thousands of emails to your senator and form groups to take them out if they don't do what you tell them to do. Now you get my point? Dismantle the family. Dismantle patriotism and individual liberty. Number three, discard the Constitution and the Republic which is established. They've already done that. Constitution was taken out in 1938, rendered null and void in federal determination and Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. Sneaky they were. and the National Defense Authorization Act, in time of national disaster, overrides the Constitution anyway. International Rights of the Child, treaty, overrides the Constitution. There is no Constitution. They've accomplished that one. Four, destroy the American free enterprise system. Oh, that was done long ago, early 1900s. They took the gold out a long time ago. That's a done deal. We're going on fumes right now. And then number five was direct our attention toward the United Nations, which will drag and, if necessary, drug us into global government for which it was established. I talked a little bit about the drugging part yesterday, about the fluoride. You know the reason they came up with the percolators and the pots and pans that were made out of aluminum? Because they wanted to get the aluminum in the system for the long term. Aluminum causes Alzheimer's and dementia as a formaldehyde in the vaccinations. Aluminum salt in the vaccinations. The vaccinations are designed to kill and to cause dementia, to cause autism. That's the purpose of vaccinations. The HPV vaccination is there to sterilize your children, your daughters and your sons, from 9 to 12 years old. Go to my website, watchforjesus.com, and you'll find a study I did on HPV. And your doctors and nurses that are Freemasons or into Wicca, they're not going to tell you this because they're part of it. All of them? No. Majority of them. The others are being fooled. They push these flu vaccines all over the place. And look at the ingredients of the flu vaccine. I'm not done. Did you know that going back all the way to the 1600s was tobacco? Tobacco is not to cure anything. It's to kill. It causes cancer. It causes those to be high. And then you add tobacco, you get used to it, you put a little peyote in there, smoke a peace pipe. Yo, man, woo, water bomb. Hey, what's going on? Look at those colors. Look at that thing moving. It just makes you high, don't it? Yeah, opens up portals in the mind, allows possession. That's what it does. Indians know about this in their sweat lodges. And what they put in that smoke in the peace pipe makes people mighty high. That's how the supernatural realm gets access to your body. Now, Reynolds family is Illuminati. Reynolds tobacco and Reynolds aluminum. Hint, hint. So they get you hooked on it. Coca-Cola, for example, 1860s, 1870s, thereabouts. Coca-Cola ain't called Coca-Cola for nothing. Coke, absolutely, cocaine. The jingle for it back in the day was, it relieves fatigue. Sound a little familiar about your energy drinks today? It should. Same thing. And so you have Coca-Cola relieves fatigue. Oh, it did. Cocaine has a way of doing that, you know. And so by the 1970s, 80s, somewhere in there, they took the cocaine out. But in the meantime, oh, they had a whole 100 years of people being addicted to Coca-Cola. It relieves fatigue. Got you addicted to it, didn't they? Uh-huh. Well, same thing about cigarettes. They put chemicals in there to cause addiction. Other chemicals, aluminum and so forth, that causes cancer. And snuff rots out your teeth. That's insane. But that's what they do. And that's what it's for, is to kill. There is no other purpose for it. It says to make money. It says, no, they have the money already. Now, I'm leading up to something now. Stick with me. I'm heading somewhere here. Now, watch this. They want to increase the activity. What they came out with, remember in the college days, I never used marijuana. I will admit, however, that I I used illegal moonshine when I was in my young days in college. It cost $15 a quart, too. I'd do it when I was at Appalachia State. I'd go back to Mount Airy and Endicottville and get me some of that peach brandy, homemade. So I have to admit that I've done some illegal things myself. But that marijuana, I'd go to some of these parties and say, boy, I don't know what y'all smoking, but you want some of this? They said, no, Tom, we don't want to go blind. I said, well, I ain't blind yet. But they'd be smoking that marijuana. And they had these big old thing called water bongs, right? Looked like mortar tubes. I said, man, y'all crazy doing all that. Anyway, so they'd be putting it, yeah, it works, right? Water pipes, whatever they call them, something other. Okay. Fast forward. What they have now are e-cigarettes. Synthetic pot. Surging among the youth. Man, they're freebasing nicotine. They're attacking your children big time. They're capitalizing on that addiction to cigarettes that's been created. Now they're freebasing it, baby. You got your own water pipe under your neck. Wear it. You can wear it around your neck, for goodness sakes. Make sure it sticks with you like a necklace. I see people 80 years old, 60 years old, freebasing nicotine with those water pipes, man. Electronic cigarettes. They got different flavors. Man, they are freebasing that in your system left and right to kill you off. And this is a quick way to do it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, will heal their land. 2 Corinthians 2:11. And it says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. That's what I try to do in my broadcast, to show you how the news, how the politics, how the economics, how the science, how the philosophy, which is a worthless course of nonsense, that's all, folks. I'm getting excited here. The harmony, beauty, and the arts, that's entertainment. Hollywood. All of Hollywood is scripted perfectly. Everything is scripted out. Everything. Wrestling, mixed martial arts, reality shows, family, it's all scripted out. The finance, education, family, it's all scripted. This is the devices I try to bring up in my broadcast to show you how Satan's working. Matthew 24:24. If it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Ephesians 5:11-16. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That means expose them. Doesn't mean to judge. You expose them. You reprove them. Means you're telling them what's going to happen if they continue. See, just exposing, I'm going to expose Illuminati. It's teaching. That's all you're doing. You need to reprove it. Reprove it. And show where it's evil. Now you're going a step further. Yeah. But all things are reproved or made manifest by the light. For whatsoever dost thou manifest is light. Therefore, he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Now, what's reproving? Reproving, according to Webster, is to blame, to convince of a fault, or to make manifest, to excite a sense of guilt. To blame, to convince of a fault, to make it manifest, to excite a sense of guilt. They're not doing that. Circumspectively means cautiously, with watchfulness every way, with attention to guard against surprise or any danger. Now, let's get down to the e-cigarette. I ain't done with that. this gradual demise of traditional cigarettes. You notice on the TV, they've been showing how cigarette air hazards to your health. They have somebody there with some kind of cancer, and she talks like this, and this is me before, and they put it all on TV, and you say, oh, that's terrible. But then they promote the e-cigarette. You see how they manipulate? That's why they're doing that. So the gradual demise of traditional cigarettes. Remember how they pulled the people in back in the 30s and 40s? How'd they do it? Well, you had a man was a man, a woman was a woman, and they had the traditional family and all that kind of thing, right? Okay. So they had the Marlboro man. You know, I'm out there with the cows. I got my gun on my side. I'm a man. I smoke Marlboro cigarettes. And then you got the classy lady. I was a separate Tipperello. Marlboros are for the lady. You see how they do it? Boy, that's sneaky. Then they pull you in. Then your family raises you up with it. And they had candy cigarettes. Candy cigarettes? Yeah, that's what I said. Candy cigarettes. So the children can get used to smoking, eating their candy cigarette. They go from eating the candy cigarette to smoking a real cigarette. And they get real cancer. Yeah. Population control. Y'all getting it? Y'all understand what I'm saying? And Reynolds family, evil to the absolute core, murdering children in ritual sacrifice. Reynolds family, aluminum, cigarettes, Tipperellos. Now you know what to do behind closed doors. DuPont. There's like 13 of these families. Okay, back to cigarettes. Now you have a new health concern for the e-cigarette. It's vogue. It's also a killer. You also are going to have, when they legalize marijuana, there'll be a rush, man, to get it. No pun intended. But they'll have new designer drugs like synthetic cannabis. Designer drugs are synthetic analogs or illegal prohibited drugs devised to circumvent drug laws. Surprise, surprise. Now, the dangers of e-cigarettes, for example, in depopulation, may not be obvious as those of traditional smokers. But according to the CDC, accidental poisonings are soaring high. Most notably among small children. Connect dots. International rights of the child. Mama, I can do it if I want to. No, you can't. I'm telling on you. And there's not a thing you can do about it. Man, you all better wake up and get your nose out of that golf and other nonsense on TV and get with the program. Y'all better get together. You're going to lose your children to socialists. They're going to sneak up on you. Well, as a matter of fact, I got a quote about that too. Doggone it. In 1944, Norman Mattoon Thomas, I ought to call him Norman Platoon Thomas, Spit Platoon. You got Norman Mattoon Thomas. He was a Socialist Party candidate for president of the United States in 1944. He was a candidate for the Socialist Party of America, which controls us even today. Anyway, he said in a speech, and I quote Norman Mattoon Thomas, he said, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say in the speech, I quote, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform, unquote. Oh, that's just the Democrats. Republicans are controlled by the Council of National Policy under the Council of Foreign Relations that starts the wars, plans the wars to kill off your children. Both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, both of them at the highest level, are murderers, fooling the people in their own parties. They're lying to you, people. Even Martin Luther King, a great man, along the same time frame as JFK, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy. I didn't agree with Malcolm X's policies, but he was against the Illuminati. He was against the Boule Society. He has his own agenda, but he was killed. All four of those were killed by the same organizations. Martin Luther King said, and I quote Martin Luther King, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties," unquote, Martin Luther King. So, I feel like I'm running out of time. I got a lot to tell you. I'll let another president tell you about what you're really up against.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program, for from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence. And the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger.
JFK and Abraham Lincoln neither were Freemasons. And then he had this prophecy that came about that hadn't happened yet. But this prophecy also resulted several more speeches after this, and this one was assassinated too by the very same people that assassinated Kennedy, Malcolm X and Bobby Kennedy. He said this.
Don't let anybody make you think that God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you are too arrogant. If you don't change your ways, I will rise up and break the backbone of your power, and I'll place it in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know my name. Be still and know that I'm God. The promises of the Great Society have been shut down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home. Though the civil rights leaders, for various reasons, refuse or can't take a stand or have to go along with the administration, that's their business. But I'm afraid that I know that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Did I not say that Norman Mattoon Thomas talked about socialism? That American people will never knowingly adopt socialism? Well, before any of us were ever born, mostly, the humanists were claiming victory in the conquest of our American public schools. In 1930, Charles Francis Potter, educator, said, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism," unquote. And 57 years later, Herbert London of New York University, educator, said, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar." In 1989, 59 years later, Georgia Ann Geyer, syndicated columnist of Billy Bob Clinton, she said, and I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities," unquote. And an educator by the name of Roger Kimball, he said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire Marxist humanist menu, the radical menu he called it, at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. And finally, 1973, about the same time frame that Kissinger and Haig came out with the depopulation plan, Dr. Chester Pierce, medical doctor of Harvard University, is that high enough for you? He said in front of 2,000 teachers in an auditorium in Denver, Colorado, in 1973, he said to them, and I quote, and now think about the five steps that I told you about a little while ago. He said, and I quote, 1973, on a microphone, you got the point? He said, began, every child in America entering school at the age of five is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity, it's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future. Now, did you get all that? Did I hope I didn't talk too fast? Did you get all the areas he covered in that one little speech? Every child in America entering school at the age of five is mentally ill. He comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers. Well, step two of their plan, it dismantled the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Took care of that. Toward our elected officials, discard the Constitution, republic which is established. Took care of that. Toward his parents. Oh, look at there. Dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Took care of that. Toward a belief of the supernatural being. That's the first one. Demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Took care of that. And toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. Dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Discard the Constitution, republic which is established. Destroy the American free enterprise system and direct our attention toward the United Nations, and which will drag, if necessary, drug us into global government, which is established. Well, that one took care of all of them, didn't it? He covers the whole gambit. Slam dunk. Game over. Checkmate. What's it going to take to convince people that what I'm telling you is the truth of what's really going on in this world? They got you going off in a different direction, and we're never going to achieve any kind of victory unless you know what you're dealing with. Back to e-cigarettes. You know, e-cigarettes, go back to depopulation, maybe even more toxic than traditional cigarettes. In fact, under certain circumstances, they'd be downright deadly. And this liquid is absorbed in your system much more quickly than tobacco, smoke, even after dilution. For children to be poisoned by a traditional cigarette, they got to eat one. But for e-cigarettes, all it takes is just touching the liquid. The chemicals are readily absorbed into the body, through the skin, even the eyes. Ever heard of secondhand smoke? That's in families. Toxic effects of synthetic cannabis are also proving deadly. They put that lie that cures cancer. They make it illegal to make it look like they're trying to kill us by not letting us smoke marijuana. You see how they do it? Oh, okay. Well, we'll just legalize it. Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you what. How about this? In, let's see when it was. It was 1973. I got a whole list of events that took place about how they have brought in cigarettes and the drug war and so forth. Oh, 1976. Jimmy Carter, yeah, peanut farmer. Should have stayed one. Carter campaigns on the decriminalization of marijuana. He's a Luciferian. He's a globalist, just like all the rest of them are. Jimmy Carter campaigned in favor of relinquishing federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana. Dr. Peter Bourne does not view marijuana, even cocaine, as a serious public health, 1976, a public health threat. Anti-drug parents movement begins, 1976, also. Media glamorizes cocaine use, 1977. Family, I got a whole list of these dates, how it's been put into our face for depopulation. One of the reasons e-cigarettes and synthetic cannabis are causing so many poisonings is that they're unnatural. Synthesized in a lab, loaded with heavy metals, solvents, and a hodgepodge of toxic chemicals. There's no end to potentially deadly combinations of this laboratory fabricated synthetics. Various versions are being imported mostly from Asia. Asia? China? Oh, China, Costco, Long Beach Naval Base. Ho, Billy Bob Clinton. Yeah. The China Connection. Long Beach Naval Base. China Gate. You got it now? Hillary. China. Partnership. Selling off our property. 288 foreign trade zones, virtually in every state in the Union. There's one in Mount Airy. Sovereign Chinese territory in the United States. And no bringing it up, no reproving by Ron Paul or none of them, because they're part of this agenda. They're liars, anti-patriots, pretending to be patriots, not at all. Under the guise of potpourri, herbal incense, and even plant food, there are all kinds of versions that the U.S. Department of Agriculture can't just keep up with them. Every time or every one chemical is banned, these chemists substitute another. None of them safely tested, of course. Teens are freely and unrestrictively purchasing these designer drugs from convenience stores and gas stations. And they know when they when they sign the International Rights of the Child, there's nothing you can do about it. And they can do it anytime they want to. Y'all better do something about this. If not, man, I got no sympathy, man, because you've been told. Somebody better tell somebody. These congressmen that's letting this stuff go through, it's going to come back on them tenfold. The designer drug makers, they care nothing about safety. They're Luciferians. They're capitalizing on your teen's curiosity by getting high, compounded by the natural feelings of invincibility. I'm 13 years old and bulletproof. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're International Rights of Child proof. So instead of lighting up an e-cigarette worked by a mechanism that heats up a liquid containing nicotine, flavoring agents, solvents, turns a vapor, you inhale it and exhale. This is called vaping. In spite of the claim that e-cigarettes are harmless, testing has revealed toxic metal nanoparticles in these aerosols. Now, one of the problems unique to these e-cigarettes, it's easy for anyone to smoke them. Why, you can even wear them under your neck. Whoopee. In different colors and different flavors. And, oh, wow. in the process expose you to secondhand fumes. Most offices you can vape away at your desk. No need to trek outside the nearest smoking area. Vape. They can vape all day long. You know, if the fumes were truly only water vapor, as the manufacturers would have you believe, it wouldn't be an issue. But they aren't just water vapor. When you listen to Tim McAfee, I believe, of the CDC and prevention, quote, "We just don't know what's in them, and we don't know how much of what's in them would you get out into the environment, but the assumption would be that it would," period. The vapor is also shown to contain tin, copper, nickel, and silver silicate beads. In some cases, the levels are greater than what you might be exposed to from smoking an actual conventional cigarette. So, breathing the metal nanoparticles has additional risks, actually, which can be easily put into your bloodstream and body tissue, and it stays there because of microscopic size. Allows them to get inside the body's defenses. Also, it carries potential for harming your developing fetus or newborn baby. Just like HPV vaccine you took 9 to 13 years old has the same effect of causing miscarriages. Uh-huh. And so, according to Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights, ANR, secondhand e-cigarette aerosol contains 10 chemicals identified on California's Proposition 65 list of carcinogens and reproductive toxins. FDA scientists have also, what they've done is found a lot of amounts of propylene glycol, diethylene glycol, and carcinogen, tobacco-specific nitrosamines. You got benzene, formaldehyde, lead, nicotine, toluene, N-nitrosonoric nicotine, nickel, isoprene, cadmium, which you'll find in some of the health bars too, by the way. Acetaldehyde. That I really massacred that. I can't say the darn word. Some of these words I can't say. A darn gong sure wouldn't want to smoke it if I can't say it. 1 teaspoon of e-cigarette fluid may be enough to kill your child. Toxicity of e-vapor pales in comparison to toxicity of the cartridge liquid. Contains high concentrated liquid nicotine in a cocktail of flavorings and colorings, solvents proven to be neurotoxic. Tiny amounts, whether ingested orally or absorbed through the skin, causes vomiting, seizures, and even death. So, 1 teaspoon of this even highly diluted e-cigarette liquid can kill a small child, but Dr. Richard Clark, a toxicology professor and medical director of California Poison Control System, calls nicotine, I quote, "probably the most toxic plant chemical ever discovered." But, you know, but believe it or not, you can freely buy the stimulant in a vial, gallon, even a barrel. One estimate is that 1 to 2 million liters of e-fluid will be sold in the U.S. this year. New York Times says, and I quote, "Reports of accidental poisonings, notably among children, are soaring. Nationwide, the number of poisonings cases linked to e-liquids jumped 1,351 in 2013. A 300% increase from 2012. Whoa. And the number is on pace to double this year. And according to information from the National Poison Data System of the cases in 2013, 365 were referred to hospitals, triple the previous year's number. Don't tell me there's no plan for depopulation. Because there is. And many of the chemicals in e-cigarettes are known to cause respiratory distress and disease. Have I told you enough? Trouble breathing, cough, sore throat, chest pain, allergic reactions, itchiness, swelling of the lips. It just goes on and on. I'd keep talking if I wanted to. But it's just one more way that this satanic organization is trying to kill, defile the youth and humanity in general. They're trying to make some kind of move to make it look like they're trying to do something, but they delay it all the time. They're talking about banning the sale of e-cigarettes to minors. Then here comes the International Rights of the Child. Prohibiting distribution of free samples. They're trying to think about that. Banning e-cigarettes and vending machines, except in places that never admit young people. Requiring e-cigarettes to carry warning labels about nicotine. Requiring e-cigarettes manufacturers to disclose ingredients of their products. But fortunately, with the FDA, they're dragging their feet. Escalating adverse reactions have led many local boards, universities, businesses, state governments to begin taking steps, fortunately, to protect the public from dangers of e-cigarettes. Some countries have banned e-cigarettes entirely: Australia, Canada, Israel, and Mexico. France, India, and Japan have banned the use of HPV vaccine. That should be kind of a hint. Nobody in America is saying a word. Synthetic marijuana is no better. They're going to make it legal? Oh, my. Reactions to synthetic marijuana, emergency rooms have reported seizures, vomiting, extreme anxiety, suicide, reduced blood flow to the heart, heart attack, stroke, delirium, sudden cardiac arrest, tachycardia, severe kidney damage, permanent brain damage, good gracious, psychosis, hallucinations. You want to have a party? Come on now, yeah, family. Now you destroy the families. The families aren't there to protect the children. You see how it's working? And these people, the social scientists, they know what they're doing. Ugh. You don't think judgment's not coming upon this nation, and this world as a whole? You don't think God doesn't see this? He's going to want to know what we did about it. When are families and neighborhoods and groups going to get together and not allow infiltration by secret societies to stop you, slow you down? The depopulation plan is moving right along. They put it in movies. I Am Legend, all these things, they put it right in front of your face. That's how they do it. You see? They have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. That's why they use so-called truth tellers. But they never give you any solutions. That's the tricky part, you see. What we try to do in this broadcast is give you some solutions. And it's not the solutions you want to hear, because it involves getting to know Jesus Christ. It is a supernatural war. There's nothing man-made that can be this smart. There's no way. Over generations, it continues. Generations change people, but it doesn't change the supernatural. The one way they can do this is through a major plague of some kind. When you look at I Am Legend, that movie, it laid out some of the plans, actually, in a fictional type storyline, science fiction, whatever, but that's how they do it. And in this I Am Legend, that movie, what they showed you in that silly movie was massive population reduction, the planned release of a mega plague under the disguise of miracle cure. We've already talked about this anyway. In 2009, that's what they're really going to do. But they failed at getting it accomplished. A military quarantine engineered to maximize but not minimize the death toll. genetically re-engineered human race. The rise of a false savior that will seek to restore humanity with his own blood and death. That false savior, I'll tell you who it is. The name is Sananda Emmanuel. He's calling himself Yeshua. Jeshua. He's a so-called ascended master. It's a lie. For the atheist, he'll be an alien. For the New Agers, he'll be an ascended master. For the different religions, he will serve the title of Kalki Avatar, K-H-A-L-K-I, Bodhisattva, Prince of Peace, the Christ, Maitreya, and Krishna, and the Imam Mahdi. He'll serve all seven roles as one being. He's yet to come. He is the false prophet. He will announce the Antichrist. Do not be fooled by this false prophet, because he looks like what we think Jesus Christ looks like. It's not Jesus Christ we think looks like Jesus Christ. That's Sanan Manuel, a fake Christ. The real Jesus Christ will be here at Armageddon, 7 years after the peace covenant is confirmed by Israel and the Antichrist, the old Roman Empire. That's yet to happen. And we're not even start the tribulations yet. There's not one theologian can prove otherwise. Not one. Anywhere. But we are close, though. We are definitely close. So, family, they're looking at a way to start reducing the population. I just don't think I've even given it the audience should get even today. It's massive what they've done. It's massive what they're doing. But no matter what they do, no matter what they've done, they have lost already. Do not let them put a spirit of fear in you. Because greater is he in you than is in them. And you have in you God the Creator. But only when you take Jesus as Savior. That is the most important thing, by prayer and fasting, repentance. And the preachers aren't talking about this today. They give lukewarm, watered-down versions of ministry in their churches, but they're not leading people to repentance. They have rock and roll music, which is nonsense. They got mega churches out there, which are worthless. You got people looking for repentance, and they're not getting it in the churches. They got a party atmosphere. God will judge them, and judge them harshly. Well, family, we're coming close to the end of the afternoon. And I want to let you all know that We have our broadcast played up also. We're randomly played by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, up in highpointradio.net. And he plays our shows and our broadcast randomly on his network up in New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania. And we appreciate that. And I covered a lot of ground today, I do think. And I really wasn't sure where I was going to head today. But I'll let the Lord lead me to the path that I'm going to go. And check out what I'm talking about. And it's about praying. It's about passing the word on to others. It's about worship of God through Jesus Christ. That's what it boils down to. It's about them taking us away from that. In all these different ways I've been bringing up to you. Now, tonight I have a Bible study, 7:30 to 9. We'll cover all, we're talking about the prophets and their prophecy and how it intermeshes with the Bible throughout the Bible. The New Testament, how it meshes with the Old Testament of the minor prophets. We've covered Amos. We've covered Joel. And Joel, you've got this Joel's army. It's pushed by Rick Joyner, by the way, and others. There's no Joel's army. God don't depend on mankind to fight his wars. Oh, goodness gracious. Lord, if he helped, you got to be kidding me. He don't need mankind to fight his wars. It's not even in the Bible. They're using this to justify revolutionary action, which is doomed to defeat anyway. That's where they're tapping in on patriots and so forth. It's always worked. Actually, going back to a quote, that lays out a principle that they use. It's always worked. Every single time. All through history. And that technique is, it's called it's laid out by Vladimir Lenin, 1904. He's a student of the Humanist Socialist Program, a student of Weishaupt. Lenin said, and I quote, "The best way to control the opposition, that'd be us, is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent," unquote. And that's exactly what they do. So how do socialists achieve their goals? And that's what's running the world today. Even the United States, as I've proven through the education system, they've always been there. Freemasons control it, but the Freemasons themselves will be targeted for extermination once they have control. The Great White Brotherhood has control. They will start exterminating all secret society members. It will happen. That's a promise. They just don't know it yet. See, they're not hindered by national boundaries. No money-making opportunity escapes their grasp. If they can combine money-making with increased control or elimination of the middle class, so much the better. When you look at the inroads that socialism's made since the Bolshevik Revolution, that, by the way, Wall Street funded the Bolsheviks also. It sure did. Wall Street funded Bolshevik. Wall Street funded Hitler. Korean War, Vietnam War were already pre-planned to lose by design from the very beginning in the 1940s, late 40s. There is an elite group of men and women that manipulates people and events to their advantage. This satanic, immoral behavior has been occurring always since back in our history. As far back as you can go. The globalists determined, for example, they would support the Bolsheviks over and above the desire of the Russian people. The people wanted the Tsar to remain their ruler, for example. It's a very different picture that is portrayed in the school textbooks. The Tsar also worked with Lincoln. The Tsar of Russia torpedoed the plans of Congress of Vienna of the Rothschilds that a blood vengeance against them in 1860s is fulfilled 1917. The Tsar is working with Lincoln. That's why both were assassinated. In the family, that is. American money, our money, been used to provide the funding necessary for the beginning of most despotic government in all history. The Vatican is in control of it. We've been the patsy all along. So then when they cut us short, they take us down. They'll think that the evil has been removed. It has not. The evil remains in the Illuminati in Europe and the Vatican. We're just a fall guy. U.S. News and World Report said, and I quote, "The government of Alexander Kerensky, for example, an interim government between the Tsar and Lenin, received support privately from industry in America. It was hinted that this financial support came from the same Americans and American banks that supported Lenin in 1905. It's always been this way, family, every single war. That's just one tiny example. Well, family, I hope I opened up some people's eyes today. And to know, understand that they have lost this already. It's just we're counting the casualties now of those that rejected Jesus Christ. That's the bottom line. Now, next week, I'll go over some news and other type patterns and so forth. But all the news are indicators of what's happening. For example, this is jihad cool now. Young Americans are lured to fight for ISIS, which goes back to Nimrod. But ISIS, this militant group with rap videos and adventurism, and you'll find, you watch, Dearborn, Michigan, and Detroit was set up for this, is going to be the main focus point of Islam fundamentalism, as allowed by the government. That's why they destroyed Detroit 20-some years ago, by design. It's all been set up, all along. Well, family, tonight, 7:30, Bible study. And then begins the weekend. And for me, I study all week. I go through this thing over and over. Analyze, reanalyze, and try to figure out and get ready for next week. This is what I do. And I learn something new every day. Every single day something comes popping up. I don't know what they got set up here, but in the near future, there's some major changes coming. And when they launch this world revolutionary movement, it's going to occur in one day. But you see, God's in control of that. And as long as they get you in fear, have you afraid, unsure, then you've lost your faith. That's what they're searching out to do. Don't let them do it. Get closer to God through Jesus. Don't wait around to take him as your Savior. Get started now. That's the bottom line. So, family, I implore you to come visit us tonight at Bible study. My website, watchmanforjesus.com. Watchmanforjesus.com. I've got a very few studies up there, but they're very intense. You just download them, lead them, read them, whatever you want to do. I don't care. And I have my archives. I use my website mainly for my broadcasting and archives. I have a few studies there that you can read if you'd like. Comments and recommendations are acceptable. I have a Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus as well. Watchmen for Jesus Facebook. And you're welcome to visit there as well. So, family, y'all have a great weekend, and we'll see you either tonight, Bible study at 7:30, or on my website, just like you're listening to the broadcast. But you have to visit my website for that, not TalkStream Live. Or next week, Monday at 4 o'clock, we'll hit the ground running again. Have some more twists and turns for you, and to analyze what's happened. That's what I do. Y'all have a great night. God bless. This is The Watchman, signing off.
From the loom, and Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide. Then I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. Then he raised me to my feet and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.